Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we have with us Calvin Rafadi. He's a forensic investigator at BizTrackers. Calvin, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us on Hi FM.
Shalom. Morning.
Shalom and welcome. Now, there has been a bit of a viral trend on social media, at least, about the issue of hijackings at toll plazas, toll gate plazas. Is this something that is just a social media trend, or something that we're actually seeing?
Yeah. No. Thanks for the invite. Yeah. This is a real video which was taken from a footage of SANRAL at one of the toll gates. But because there was a lot of confusion that this could be the toll gate at the Nile, which is situated in Limpopo. So now the police of Limpopo came out and say this is not part of their toll gate. So we took the initiative to go and find out which particular toll gate is this, only to find out that it's Hotspot N17 Alberton, as you drive towards Brakpan, you know, Springs Brakpan, towards Carnival City. So what really happened is this particular criminal, White Golf, they sandwiched a Fortuna, white in color. And so let me call them three suspects. They came out of the vehicle whilst the victim was staying at a particular toll gate. And then we see one on the footage coming back, and then the car pulling off with the other two. So this was actually a real hijack that happened.
Sure. So that is a big problem. Is this something that you think is likely to continue in South Africa? You think that this is a new kind of crime, or is it just a once-off?
Yeah, I think this is one of those crimes that you remember, even we came at the studio the other time, we covered, there was this trending video that the people were hijacked at the drive-throughs of your takeaway, you know, at the parking lot or even at home. Now, this particular criminals, what they do, because they've got what you call a cell phone jammer. Now, the signal of a tracking device, it operates with a SIM card. So the reason why they are so bold, they can take a car anywhere. It doesn't matter where, because they are the foot soldiers taking orders from the big fishes. So if they are looking for a car, they take it everywhere, and they use this particular jammer to jam the signal of the tracker. So we can say it happens, we see it for the first time, but it's likely to continue in the future.